For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The leader of a small mid-Michigan school district is taking some leave to serve his country. Ithaca Public Schools Superintendent Steve Netzley has worked for the district for 23 years, and he's been a soldier even longer. Netzley is the Command Sergeant Major for a Michigan Army National Guard Public Affairs Unit. He's deploying to Iraq soon. I spoke with Netzley about how he balances his two roles.
This will actually be my first long-term deployment. Typically, the situation is where I'm leaving for more traditional training, and those tend to be, 30 days or less at a time. So this will really be our first experience where I'm gone for a significant amount of time on a full deployment.
So as a command sergeant major, for people who are not familiar with the term, you are the top enlisted person in your particular unit, and you are the liaison between the enlisted personnel and the commanding officer. When you are in your superintendent role, you are the commanding officer. So how does that work in your life?
Well, I understand both roles and I enjoy both roles. So, as the superintendent, you are the commander, so to speak. And of course, that comes with a lot of responsibility and can be kind of a lonely position sometimes because it's just you and then whatever support network you have surrounding you. And when I step into my role as the command sergeant major, I can empathize with my commander and understand exactly what my commander is going through. So I think it gives me a unique perspective on, what I can do is to help my commander be successful and the unit be successful. And I enjoy switching back and forth between both roles. I've been doing it my entire career, and it's a nice change of pace to go back and forth for sure.
Has one role taught you some sort of a life lesson that you didn't really think necessarily applied to the other part of your life? And you thought, oh, okay, there's some connectivity there, something I learned in the Army that fits in my position in education, or vice versa?
The things that I've learned in the military, about building relationships, taking care of your people, putting them before yourself, and being more of a servant leader type, that's translated well into the education world. A lot of leadership is, do you have people's backs or do you have their hearts? And if you have their hearts, they'll work themselves to death for you. And if you just have their backs, you get the bare minimum. And that's certainly something I've learned over the years.
You're leaving for Iraq with the 126th Theater Public Affairs Support Element from Fort Custer outside of Augusta, Michigan. We have not seen or heard a lot of coverage in the last several years from Iraq. What is happening there now, and what would your unit be doing there in terms of public affairs support?
We can do everything from conducting press conferences and press credentialing and escort, but we can also do production. We can do video, photo, news stories, interviews, the full gamut of public affairs. And you're right, Iraq has not been in the news as much lately. You hear a lot more about Afghanistan or other operations, but since the defeat of ISIS, although we're still fighting ISIS there, they may not hold a physical caliphate anymore, but they've turned it into more of an insurgency now. So we're there to support our Iraq partners and continuing to pressure that organization and not let them come back and be a threat.
I'm sure the Ithaca Public Schools will be in good hands while you're gone with an interim. What types of projects are going to be happening in your absence that you're hopeful to see come to fruition once you get back?
Sure. So we have an interim hired. It's Sarah Kettlehone. Sarah is a retired superintendent from Merrill Public Schools. She's actually an Ithaca grad. So, she has a great perspective on Ithaca, and we have full confidence in Sarah. She's going to do a great job for us. The timing is interesting when I'm leaving because we're actually gearing up for a bond campaign and looking to go to a vote in May of 2020. So that's been the big project we've been working on here in Ithaca, and Sarah's going to be focused on that. She's a great person and very experienced, so I have full confidence in her.
Steve Netzley is the superintendent of the Ithaca Public Schools. He is also the command sergeant major for the 126th Theater Public Affairs Support Element with the Michigan Army National Guard. Mr. Netzley, thank you so much for your service to our community in Ithaca and for your service to our nation in Iraq.
Thank you, Kevin. It's been a pleasure.
In East Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery.